social media will make people do the darndest things. The desire for attention is sometimes so strong that it leads to people losing their lives in the attempt to get views on the internet. How sad. It's Pokemon Go to your grave as we look at social media massacres on Deep Bed Ride.
Massacres, Scotty. Social media massacres. Isn't that a little clickbaity, Scotty?
Ah, yeah, I hear you say that, TJ. But have you heard of
the Pokemon Go Death Tracker? What?
Have you heard of the Pokemon Go Death Tracker?
No.
Ah.
Let's see. Oh.
How many have lost their lives to Pokemon Go, TJ?
22 deaths, huh?
Yes, at least 22 deaths, TJ. There's some we might not even know about yet. 61 injuries, at least. These are confirmed, TJ.
Fuck.
Sad. It's the world we live in.
Jesus.
As recently as May 26, 2020, a game of Pokemon Go that was started a shooting in the city of Takawanda?
Tonawanda.
Tonawanda.
Some in Walmart, so you can read them better.
That left one man dead and a police detective injured. Wow, injury and death.
How the fuck do you shoot? Like, who fucking starts shooting over Pokemon Go, though?
Yeah, I mean, there's many stories to go over. A Pokemon Go player who's hunting for Pikachu is knifed in the neck after he refused to give a stranger $5 and a cigarette.
Well, wait. Can that really be attributed to Pokemon Go,
though? Yeah, because they wouldn't be out looking. Pokemon Go made people go out of their houses and run around the city looking for Pokemon. So you had to physically go to a location, and then you would digitally catch the Pokemon there. So this dude wouldn't have been there to be knifed in the neck had he not been playing Pokemon Go.
Right. Fair enough, I guess.
I mean, it's sad, TJ. It's sad what happens with people playing games. You think playing a game is safe, TJ?
Man has leg amputated after falling on a railway track while playing Pokemon Go.
A dangerous game if there ever was one, TJ.
You know, this seems like just Darwin's theory of survival of the fittest, you know, in action here.
Father and son.
85-year-old woman fatally struck by truck while playing Pokemon Go. Just like,
see? I'm gonna catch the dodecadone, and then fucking gets wiped off the map by a dump truck.
Tacoma Police seek tips to ID suspect who killed well-loved Pokemon Go player. See? You take to the streets playing Pokemon Go, you may lose your life.
Yeah,
lose your life.
It's hard. How about this one?
Man died of heart attack moments after catching rare Pokemon Lapras. Damn. Did he catch that rare Pokemon? No! I can't believe it!
He was so happy.
He was so stoked about the Pokemon that he had a fucking heart attack. Wow.
It's insane. I mean, and look, they allow this game to be on the app stores, Google Play Store, whatever you call it, the Apple iOS shit. It's everywhere, guys. You can play Pokemon Go, but you may risk your life. Just know that people have died playing this game. The game they say is safe and a game they love. I want to say here, I mean, this is contrary to that. And this is what we know about, gentlemen. I mean, there could be thousands of Pokemon Go deaths out there. There could be millions of Pokemon Go deaths. How do we really know? What caused COVID-19? Was it Pokemon Go? I don't know. Probably not, but who knows? Maybe all the people getting together, maybe it did something. I don't know. I'm just saying.
God damn.
What?
Dying for Pokemon Go. Uh-oh, what's this? Pokemon Go sees its first death after 18-year-old breaks in the house to catch virtual animal but is shot.
Your emails are fucking visible again, TJ.
TJ, you fool, TJ.
I don't know how to stop it from doing that. I've tried literally changing browsers and all kinds of other shit.
Incognito.
Yeah, but then if I'm good on incognito mode, none of the fucking shit that I have blocking ads works. So,
TJ.
So it's just going to be like an ad fucking adscape nightmare.
Incognito mode doesn't disable ad block.
It does on mine.
Oh my God, TJ, we need to hire you a fucking helper or some shit, man. You need to get paid back. I mean,
if you go on incognito mode, it fucking blocks all the apps. None of the fucking extensions that you have work in incognito mode.
It's not true.
None of it works. None of it works.
It's sad, TJ, but we'll just move on from your failures. Paul, you're better at this. Do you pronounce the J in Spanish? A Spanish name would be Erson or Gerson?
Hold on. Where is he at?
His name is Gerson. Here.
Gerson, yeah, I mean, it's probably Harrison.
But. Harrison Lopez de Leon was shot dead when he broke into a home, not a good idea, with a 70-year-old cousin, Daniel Moises Pican. While playing the game, according to local reports, a teenager has been shot dead after breaking into a home, into a house while playing Pokemon Go. Yerson Lopez de Leon, 18, from Guatemala, is reported to be playing the game with his cousin, Daniel. I'm not going to say his full name. Fuck that. 17. When he decided to break into a house in, oh God, I'm going to butcher this. Chiquimala. I think I butchered that, but whatever. To catch one of the virtual animals. Not a great idea. Breaking into someone's house to catch a Pokemon Go creature. Not the best idea he ever had. Local reports claim that Leon was shot dead while Pican was badly wounded. So nearly two deaths, but one guy, I guess, his cousin made it out alive. Police say they're looking for the occupants of an agricultural van seen racing from the scene. If local reports are correct, it could be the first death caused by the wildly popular augmented reality game. I guess that's a picture of him there. That's sad, man. Broken. I don't know if the story tells you what Pokemon he was hoping to catch, but he's dead. So maybe his cousin revealed it later. I don't know. Maybe it was a rare Pokemon. It's kind of sad, though.
Is it?
It's kind of sad, TJ. It's kind of sad that they release these games to these kids, these impressionable children.
Let me ask you this.
Is the best idea is to go into someone's house to catch a Pokemon.
Let me ask you this, Scotty. Is it sad or is it sad?
I mean, I think the deaths are right there in Pokemon's fucking like advertising slogan, dude. What does it say? Every once in a while, I can catch one. Or... man, I like catching Pokemons or whatever. No, it's got to catch them all.
You have to. It's like mandatory. You've got to catch them all.
So if there's a shiny fucking Pondosaurus or whatever the fuck in somebody's house, I'm going in too if I'm one of these poor kids that's been brainwashed by this attempted Japanese cultural takeover.
Sure he was armed too when he went in there. You know, you gotta fucking make sure you got your gun on the ready in case someone tries to fucking.
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our Pokemon. They'll never take them away. Look at it. Yeah, I mean, look, they died doing what they loved.
And you know what? You know what's really sad is he never did catch all those Pokemon.
Yeah, he never even got close to catching them.
He's never gonna go to Pokehala now.
Nope.
That's sad, dude. Pokehala is the best possible place for you to go.
He was a middling Pokemon trainer at best.
It probably says on his fucking tombstone if they even bother to get him one.
Half-ass Pokemon trainer.
Sad, man. Sad. It's a sad day in the world.
It's fucking sad.
You know what? And it seems like they even stopped tracking that shit, dude. Here's another one.
Doesn't bother anymore.
How about some TikTokers, dude?
Yeah,
TikTok star.
Don't care about Pokemon Go no more. It's all about the TikToks now.
Yeah. Star Timbo the Redneck dies in truck stunt accident. Says broken mom.
Oh, no. Not Timbo the Redneck, dude.
Timbo the Redneck, whose real name was Timothy All, had more than 200,000 followers on TikTok.
Damn it.
Video here is actually relevant, or we can just read the article.
I guess we can take a look. Where's the fucking
has
sound,
revealed
bro?
That he was killed in an accident involving his pickup truck over the weekend. Timbo, whose real name was Timothy Hall, died on Saturday after he was thrown from his vehicle in a friend's front yard. A family member named Tony said in a YouTube video that Timbo had passed away when his truck flipped over.
If you're doing donuts in your truck in someone's yard and you fly out of the truck and die, that's not passing away. That's just dying.
Yeah, passing away is like... stupid games, stupid prizes, number one. And number two, dude, I got to be honest with you. If you're calling yourself a redneck and you're selling yourself as a redneck and you manage to flip a truck when you're doing donuts on somebody's big property, you're no redneck at all, my friend.
And landed on
a true redneck knows how to do donuts on somebody's property, drunk off their ass, high off their ass on Xanax or fucking hillbilly heroin or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, oxycodone, do something.
And all you leave behind as evidence that you did the donut is the donut, not a corpse or a rolled truck, man.
And he went bad, dude. He went bad. I mean, having a truck land on you, ooh.
Maybe he was the jelly in the middle of the donut.
Well, he is now.
Yeah. Oh, he's either been cremated, he's worm food at this point. So
while he was doing donuts with his girlfriend. Donuts are a maneuver in which the driver drives their vehicle in a tight circle while accelerating. Mm-hmm. Timbo's mother also confirmed his death in a video shared to his TikTok page.
He won't be making any more videos.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Wow. What a fucking dystopia.
I just want to let you know Timbo won't be making no more videos because now he's dead.
He's in heaven with Jesus. Now he's doing donuts in heaven.
And can I just say this right now so it's on the record? Mom, if something happens to me, do not do this. This will be a meme immediately. Don't do it, Mom.
Peaches ain't gonna be doing no more podcasts.
Hello, everybody. I just wanted to let you know that Peaches ain't gonna be uploading. Unfortunately, we lost him the other day.
Doing donuts in his
doing donuts in the backyard in his new chick.
If that's how Paul goes, then you know what? I hope that video is made. Paul, like, I never expected in a million years that Paul's gonna die in a donut accident.
Timbo to redneck. Well.
No more videos at all.
that's the concern. Well, of course. Wait, your son dies, and all you give a shit about is like, no more videos, y'all.
Oh, she was eating on this shit, dude. Trust
me. The content's over, y'all.
Timbo the redneck was paying the fucking whole note on that trailer, guaranteed. And now she's like,
I promise he was, yeah.
Damn.
My son was in a bad accident yesterday and didn't make it. And I want to thank.
And it was yesterday too. So this is like, this is like the day after her son died.
Why don't you go make a fucking TikTok video, dude? Like, yeah, you're right. This is why I've been tearing up or nothing,
dude. What if this is a work? What if Timbo the redneck is like just instrument? Like he's doing this and he's gonna do a comeback. Just kidding, y'all. It's Timbo redneck back from the grave. gotcha. TikTok
on the grave. I'm back. You thought I died doing some donuts like a dumbass? Nope, I'm alive and well. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so. Damn, dude, his mom is like cold, man. Immediately just goes on.
Cold as ice.
There's a buddy of his that put out a video on his channel, too, and he didn't really seem that broken up either, man. I guess Timbo was kind of a dick or something. I don't know. Are they just were like, how can I enterprise myself and benefit from this?
Timbo. Well, he did
fund me. They raised about $10,000 for his funeral expenses, so I guess there was that.
Believed in all the fans and everybody that supported him.
Timbo had a following of over 202,000.
Yeah, but you know what? He died being a fucking moron. I'm sorry. Like, you know, I don't want anyone to die like that, but he's also just like throwing his life away and doing stupid shit. It's like if you fucking drive crazy and erratically and you end up getting killed or anything dangerous, like there's a risk to it. Like he was getting views because he was obviously doing dangerous shit that most people are not going to want to go and do. So really, to be honest with you, it was more of a spectacle of like, let's see this guy do dangerous stupid shit as a redneck. And I mean, ultimately it cost him his life, so I mean, that's the choice he made.
His TikTok videos regularly featured his pickup truck and various adventures with his friends.
I'm stranded on a beach, y'all. I'm like, it literally looks.
What is this coming up? Stranded on the beach? What is this shit?
The world is a less rich place now that Timbo
is gone. We're getting a bunch of hate for this one, dude. I guarantee you.
What is the hate? I mean, well, if it's hate from people who fucking liked Timbo the redneck, then go ahead and hate me all they want. I don't really give a shit. Hate me till the fucking cows come up. One day I'll be dead.
Just say the word.
They can have a little jerk off party over my corpse and just, he's fucking done. Fuck him, piece of garbage.
If I do some stupid shit, like make fun of me to that time because I'm dead. I don't give a fuck anyway.
I don't even care if I die fucking saving fucking puppies out of a burning building or whatever. You can still make fun of my ass. I don't care. Do it.
I know. Some people are just real sensitive about that shit because the minute someone's dead, it's like they've done no wrong.
His mom don't even care. So if they care, they care more than his own fucking mother does.
He ain't making that TikTok money anymore. She cares about that.
Literally not even like the like I cry more at like movies and shit than that chick cried over her own son's death. She's like literally on camera like,
well, dude, she got 10 more kids to replace them.
Well, let me tell you, Timbo ain't gonna make videos no more, y'all.
Jesus,
her eyes are bone dry. She doesn't look even remotely distressed. He had an accident yesterday. He's dead. I ain't making no more videos. Just want to thank the fans who watch this garbage content like a bunch of vacuous, empty-headed fucking morons. But now, thanks to your encouraging his fucking terrible behavior, he's fucking dead, and that's that.
Well, have a anyway, good one.
Send me money for his fucking funeral. I'm stuck on a beach, y'all.
I'm stuck.
How the fuck are you stuck on a beach, you fucking homunculus retard?
You're out here to go.
According to E! News, he was 18 years old. A GoFundMe page has been created.
18 years, stupid.
For his funeral.
All right, good for you. I'm so fucking sad. What a tragedy. Next,
good ones die young, TJ.
Teen TikToker allegedly dies in fake suicide prank accident. Oh no!
So a fake suicide attempt that was probably successful. I mean, because they say allegedly, because we don't know if that, I mean, obviously, the video has nothing to do with it.
Okay, gotcha. A teen has reportedly died in an attempted TikTok video prank in which he planned to fake his own death by suicide. According to a report by the Jakarta Post, 19-year-old, Hamidullah from Swat, Pakistan, was filming a video on his social media following on Wednesday. The premise of the TikTok video was he would fake his death with a gunshot to the head in order to prank and scare viewers. However, the TT pistol was reportedly fully loaded, and the teen died upon impact. The outlet reported that the teen took the firearm from his home and was not aware that it was loaded at the time of filming. The boy was pretending to commit suicide with a loaded pistol. He put the gun on his head, and it suddenly misfired. The unfortunate youngster died on the spot as he was hit directly in the head. There was no chance to survive.
I doubt the gun just misfired. Like he just played around with it and probably just put it to his head and pulled the trigger, not realizing that there was a round in it.
The gun.
Maybe
misfired.
He was just super committed to his role. He's like, I'm gonna fake my own death, and to make it authentic, I'm gonna die for real. Be the most realistic fake death ever because it's real.
Well, his fake suicide attempt became a successful suicide attempt. So it was, I mean, I guess you could say it was a prank. The spirit of it was a prank.
You call it a failed fake suicide attempt, but a successful actual suicide.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I don't know.
True.
Additional police statement given to ANI News reiterated the boy had no intention of actually harming himself. He planned to film a suicide video in a range for a pistol, unaware of the bullets in the pistol, which how are you not aware of that if you've ever held a gun in your fucking life? He went to a nearby mountain with friends where they started filming.
Yeah, that's not
according to the outlet. Yeah, according to the outlet, Hamidul and his friends captured the moment the gun went off on the video and subsequently posted it to his account. He'd even repaired the phone to add tragic background music. Oh my fucking god. Okay. All right. I just don't know how anyone can think this is a good idea. Anything involving a gun and you, it's like, how, it's like, I just don't get it. I know the thirst for views is there and it's so strong.
It's like they're not toys or something. It's like they shouldn't be used as toys or some shit like that. I don't know really how to put
it. Just get a fake looking gun and do it, like, not an actual loaded pistol.
At the very fucking least, like, even if I decided, like, man, it would be funny, I like faked my own suicide on video.
Yeah, that's funny.
Even if I was going to do that, which I never would, by the way, it's fucking retarded. But if I did, I'd be like, let me check this gun. Let me make sure there's no bullets in it. Let me make sure there's not one in the chamber. Let me make sure it's all clear. There's no fucking possible chance of anything happening. And then even then, I'm not actually going to pull the fucking trigger on the goddamn thing.
No.
So, yeah, I mean, this is pretty much just fucking pure stupidity. I mean, there's no fucking, I mean, like, you don't even check to see if it's actually loaded or not. What?
He Alec Baldwin did, dude.
So, oh, yeah, you know, I just figured probably not. It's probably safe.
He pulled
it's
a safe. Baldwin. He Baldwined himself, though.
Yeah, it was like a South Baldwin.
At least Alec Baldwin, even though he's a piece of shit, at least he pointed the gun at somebody else. Yeah. He wasn't going to put it to his own fucking head.
He had base self-preservation instinct, if nothing else.
Yeah, like, not Point at me? No. Point at somebody else? Yes.
12-year-old Joshua Haleusis dies after 19 days on life support. Family blames online blackout challenge. Okay.
This is like a kid like cutting off their fucking circulation or holding their breath.
It's like they do like this and they make themselves pass out. Actually, TDs do that shit all the time.
I used to do that all the time. So this one, I could have died this way. A 12-year-old boy from Aurora has died more than 2 weeks after he was found unconscious at home. The family of Joshua Haleusis, I'm sure that's probably a wrong pronunciation, but whatever, believes he may have tried to choke himself with a shoelace while attempting the online blackout challenge. The blackout challenge encourages children and teens on TikTok and YouTube to film themselves holding their breath or asphyxiating until they lose consciousness. Joshua's family told CBS4, is TikTok like a Chinese like psyop that's meant to like destroy our civilization? Is that what's going on?
No,
it's working.
No, okay. TJ, it is not. No. And allow it to continue and quit being such a boomer about it, TJ.
I'm sorry.
Actually, TJ, it is a great thing. It is,
you know what?
People choke communicate and share joy, TJ.
I don't care. All y'all can choke yourselves to death. I don't give a shit.
Here's why I don't think it's a psyop, because if they are like trying to cull people, they're culling the dumbest among us. So
Making a stronger China. That's all the fuck you're doing, right. Bitch. You're taking out the weak.
Yeah, you're removing the absolute bottom of the gene pool. You know what I mean?
Here's a fun challenge. Choke yourself to death. Wow, cool.
We call this the David Carradine challenge. First, go to Thailand.
What are the chances, by the way, that this kid was just doing some autoerotic asphyxiation shit and this TikTok? Oh, this was the TikTok challenge. Is just like the cover story.
It could be. I mean, there's no way to know for sure. But I mean, at the same time, you see a pattern here with a lot of these people. I mean, like very young, very impressionable, very much wanting to get views on the internet. Maybe in this case,
their GoFundMe made $181,000.
Yeah, you can click on it. Let's see how much it might have. It might have raised even more. Yep, 189,000.
And why did they have a $200,000 goal? What did they need what did they need $200,000 for?
Yeah, like funerals can be expensive, but like
$200,000.
Yeah, that might be like 10 grand at most.
Yeah, 10, 15, 20 grand.
I mean, if you got a kid that's crazy with it. If you got a stupid ass kid that strangles himself to death for fucking clout, then you might as well at least get some fucking money out of it, I guess.
Well, they did. They got quite a bit. I don't know. That would just feel weird profiteering off my kid's death. I don't know.
Well, apparently they fucking got over it because, yeah.
Yeah, none of these parents seem to have that moral problem.
Yeah, I guess not.
In fairness to them, the alternative was that they would have to, like, see a kid so stupid that he strangled himself to death grow into an adult and have to deal with him for the rest of his life. So I don't know. Maybe it's not so bad.
Kids do dumb shit, though. I mean, like, at least with, like, Timbo the redneck, he was an adult. I mean, just on the cusp of it. But, a 12-year-old is...
Adult is a strong word for Timbo the redneck, don't you think?
Under the law, he's considered an adult.
Okay, fair enough, I guess.
What is the legal standard, right? It's 18.
I don't know. People are going to fucking give me all this shit like I'm too callous in this episode or something for not like weeping over these fucking dead motherfuckers that just like, but they all died of their own fucking stupidity. So it's like, I can't feel fucking much sympathy. Well, it's not even understandable. It's not even like there was a fucking actual reward for it.
The Darwin Awards has existed for at least as long as, you know, we've been doing internet shit and probably even before. So it's just like it's a natural human inclination to giggle at people that died doing something stupid, and especially something that's like dangerous that could kill you for no reason other than to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, like if there was like some kind of actual like benefit to it, like, I don't know, like if it was like parkour or something, I wouldn't be like, ha, 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 ha. But like, it's just like literally like choke yourself till you pass out.
If you, a lot of those parkour and like climbing really high up videos are now age gated because people have died doing that too.
Of course they have. But at least then it's like a skill, and like there's some kind of like impressive thing at the end that you've done.
The whole idea of it is not to die. That's like saying like race car drivers die, but then the idea of the sport is to drive skillfully and not die and survive any incidental thing. People die all the time. Bikers. And these things, you know, when there's a crush of bikes or get hit by cars or whatever. And shit. I mean,
like, I'm not trying to like say people can't have risky fun, but like there are risks that have like some sort of potential upside. And then there are risks that are just like completely stupid.
Right. Like choking and yourself
strangling
out.
Yourself to death for clout is pretty fucking dumb.
Not a great idea. Yeah, definitely not. Here's another one. Plunge tragedy. Influencer plunges 160 feet to her death and live stream with phone still in her hand while showing off to fans.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
That's a little context. An influencer. Watch the video in a second. Yeah, just. Okay.
I don't know if I can watch this shit, dude. I can't watch it.
It's not graphic.
It's probably still disturbing.
It is. Can you exit out so we can read the article, TJ?
Oh, sorry. I thought you were reading.
Oh, no problem. Oh, no, I'm just reading over the screen here. An influencer pledged 160 feet to her death while videoing herself. The phone still in her hand crashed to the ground, which was right where that. The tower crane operator, who went by the online handle.
good luck.
Xiao Kui Mei.
Probably
had more than 100,000 followers, regularly shared videos of her daily life and occupation operating the huge crane. So she did this for a living. But unfortunately, I think she got a little just like, you know, you got complacent because she's probably done it so many times. I can't even
fucking watch. There ain't no
fucking. But this is, this is really the view you get. It's very jumbled when you see the video. According to reports from local media, she was 23 years old and mother of two young children. Eyewitnesses who saw her fall to the ground said she had her phone in her hand while the tragedy unfolded at 5:40 p.m. on Tuesday. Obviously not this Tuesday. When most of her coworkers had left the site. Video shared widely online is reported footage from Xiao Kui Mei was shooting it as it bounced down the crane, although her family has denied that she would have been filming while making her descent. I mean, of course, you don't want to be in. I mean, I think this happened in China, or somewhere in Asia. So I think, yeah, obviously, they're probably just embarrassed that she died doing this. But I guess we can take a look at the video now. Like I said, it's not really graphic, but I mean, obviously, it's someone falling to their death. So. You're not going to really see her. You're just going to see like what's happening with the phone. So the beginning is just her. I guess she's just showing off in this crane.
How does she even fall?
It's very sudden. But she was probably hanging near the side of it or something, I'm assuming. Or maybe she lost some footing.
She's
like a heart.
Well, she's dead.
Yep.
So there's no even. You don't. I mean, what's the beginning of the fucking fall? That's so weird.
I think it like kind of like I cannot find that. That's pretty much what I found on the internet with that.
How the hell do you even? I don't even know. Like, it seems like she's on pretty stable footing, and then like all of a sudden there's like a fall happening.
Yeah. Well, like I said, there's eyewitnesses who saw her do it, so.
Despite this, her family confirmed she fell to her death while returning from a shift operating the crane near her home at the prefecture city of Kuzhou in western China's Zhejiang province. They said that she simply missed a step and fell as a result. missed a step.
I mean, that's a nice way of putting that. She was walking around her phone for views.
Yeah, and she was like showing off and doing little faces and shit for her phone.
And then
probably didn't pay attention and needed to step
right
off of
a fucking. Yeah, okay.
That's what it looks like happens. Like,
I mean, I don't know, you know, it's fucking.
And she has less of an excuse to fall than most people because, like, this is her occupation.
Yeah,
so it's like
this is, she's supposed to be good at this, right? I mean,
and
the whole thing is
these
like
cell phone things. It's not always like people doing something on TikTok or on social media. Oftentimes, there's people just like not paying attention, like driving and using their cell phones or walking down a busy street.
I'm
using
just gonna
your
say, like,
phones.
If you're on your cell phone on the street, like, stop and like lean against a wall or something. Do not walk
far
around
away from the fucking traffic and shit. You know what I mean?
Don't be standing you just don't know if you're fucking too focused on your phone and not where you're going. Like, you're going to fucking walk into traffic, or you're going to walk into something that's fucking, you know, like an open manhole or some fucking
shit. A lot
of
those Pokemon Go deaths were just that. People like not paying attention, like, oh, I can walk now, then getting hit by a truck or something, or hit by a car, or people playing Pokemon Go in their car and killing other people because they're not paying attention.
Yep.
Well, we got one more here.
One final grisly reminder to not do social media.
Yeah, her career really dropped off after this one.
Oh, God.
Ha.
Wow. We've really hit rock bottom here on this show.
Yeah, so did she.
Yeah. That was the.
I know. I was just.
So this is she was an Instagram and like influencer, a Twitter influencer that she was kind of known for doing this. Like, she would do these really dangerous high up shots, like on top of a mountain, hanging off a cliff or a rock.
I mean, some people will fall for anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they will. Oh, fuck. Deep Fat Fry canceled.
I don't know. Her career ended a little flat. I was just like.
A Hong Kong Instagram star tragically plummeted to her death after she slipped while snapping a selfie at a waterfall. The shocking incident occurred after Sophia Xiong, 32, can you scroll down, TJ, and three friends embarked on a trip to Ha Pak Lai Park around 11 a.m. on Saturday. The Sun reported, of course, the Sun just loves these stories. The influencer had decided to take selfies at the edge of a waterfall at the park's Pineapple Mountain site, a locale popular with hikers at sunset, when she apparently lost footing and fell into the 16-foot pool below.
I mean, can I ask what really matters here? Did the selfie come out good?
I believe it was
the
great.
Selfie hot as fuck, and did she look good? Is this the one? Is this right before she slipped?
Well, these are like what she was known for.
No, this is kind of what she did.
Oh, I mean, God. Look,
I can't believe this woman died falling to her death. I mean, it's just like crazy shocking, to me. Right? You know? How did that happen? You know what I mean? Like, what? Well,
it's just because the massive amount of, like, obviously a photo like this is going to get shared widely. It's like, is this even real? This is crazy. And Hong Kong, obviously a very mountainous
place.
Fucking
shitty thing is, you could so easily just, like, build something like this, get a green screen, do this exact same shot, be totally fucking safe, get the same amount of clout because no one knows.
Yeah, people are way too stupid to know that that's not, you know, what you're doing. In fact, I'm way too stupid to know whether or not she's actually there. You know what I mean? She actually could have just have a rock set built in her house with a green screen.
She just had like a few rocks that she could like have around the place, and then like
you get those prefab like decorative rocks, and you have a big boulder delivered to your fucking place. Like, look at that thing she's hanging off of. Is it the same rock?
I don't know. Let's see.
Let's look, dude.
It's not. I mean, it's definitely not, but
maybe it is. Maybe she just fucking hung it from the wall. She darkened it out.
Yeah, maybe.
She pulled it down in the fucking mix.
Well, I mean, she's actually doing this shit because she's an idiot, but.
Oh, yeah. Well, she did fall to her death trying to.
Well, she likes to pose, and I mean, you know, I get it. You know, it's fun or whatever. But, you know, like, hey, is it really surprising that this, you know, woman who fucking constantly takes these kind of photos fell to her fucking death? Not really. I mean, she's literally like hanging over a fucking edge of a cliff here.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, when you're doing that, like if you make one false move, you're falling to your death. I mean, but that's the thrill of these. Obviously, she's obviously probably an adrenaline junkie, or she was rather an adrenaline junkie. Yeah, and she knew it was going to get her.
I don't consider her nearly as stupid in my mind as like some of the other ones we've seen, because this is one of the ones where I can actually see like, okay, there's like something to it at least. You know, she was doing like this nature thing, and you know, there was probably like a thrill aspect to it. That, you know, you don't get from like, I'm doing donuts in my truck like a dumbass.
I mean, you get a thrill aspect.
But ultimately for
dumb thrill at that point.
You ever done a donut, TJ? Come on, you got to do donuts. Yeah. They're fun.
I've done donuts.
But ultimately, just for points on the internet, and, you know, cloud on the internet, and make some money on the internet. So that's all. I mean, that's ultimately why she was doing this. There was a, you know, obviously the impetus was, I want people to see me doing this. It's not just like she's going on and doing it. There's plenty of adrenaline junkies. They don't fucking film everything they do.
Yeah.
So she's obviously they're making a calculated decision. It's obviously a business decision, and you know, it like you know, and social media is a currency in this day and age. But if you do that, shit.
I mean, she is getting some cool photos and shit out of it, at least.
Yeah. I mean, they're I mean, some of those are amazing photos. I don't deny that, but you also have to. There's a risk to that. I mean, obviously, like you know,
I'm just saying there's at least some like artistic merit to it and stuff. Unlike donuts in my truck, or I choked myself to death.
At least there's some booba, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Got some booba to it, you know, like some boobas, some butters. I mean, there's a little scrawny for me, but whatever, you know, it's still there.
You know, at least they're on, you know, it's what I'm still saying? There,
you know what I'm saying? Lecherous fucking shit here, you know?
You are lecherous, TJ. You disgust us all.
And now she's fucking dead. You know, I don't like this. Happens. You know, I don't like this broad. Because she's flatter than a fucking pancake.
Oh, TJ. She fell into a pool, though, TJ. She fell into a pool.
Man, there's TJ. You just really don't understand what a joke has experienced. Sorry. A precipitous and sudden decline. You know what I mean? You really
know,
need to,
right?
You've really just fallen off, TJ. You're really just you're slipping off, man. I've noticed the decline over the years.
Just taking a sharp dip. You know what I mean?
Sharp, yeah, it's very sharp. It's like very fucking sudden, precipitous.
I mean, you've really run this joke into the ground, TJ.
You know. I know, really hard.
Well, that's what I got for you guys. Puns aside, unfortunately, we can probably do these episodes till the end of time because people are not going to stop trying to do stupid shit for social media clout anytime soon.
All right, well, good for them, I guess. Thanks for being content for us. Bye. Deep bad pride. Deep bad pride.